paradox of peace and suffering in the Christian life. Hello, Malcolm here with Quiet Time Coaching, episode 572. Now, I've been reading and studying quite a lot about the Sabbath and more broadly the topic of rest, and it seems to me there is a bit of a paradox here for the Christian life. I mean, how do we embrace both the peace of Christ and the rest around that, but also sacrifice and suffering, his suffering? Jesus did say, "Peace I leave with you," in John 14. But that same Jesus walked straight into betrayal and mockery, torture and, well, crucifixion. So how do we recognize the peace of Christ with a life that includes suffering and trials and constant pressure? Paul himself was shipwrecked and flogged and imprisoned and sleepless. But he also said, "I have learned the secret of being content in every situation," Philippians 4:12. Paul had peace, but it wasn't the absence of hardship. It was Christ present in his hardship. How does that help us? Can we find peace in our time? I mean, the 21st century context is quite different. There's a lot more pressure these days to do more, to achieve more, to sacrifice more. Could become an idol, of course. Sometimes we might risk defining faithfulness by exhaustion, as if effort and discipline could substitute for the grace of God. I think for many in our faith community, perhaps it includes you, the temptation isn't so much laziness. It's trying to earn righteousness through commitment. And that's not new. Israel did the same. Hosea 6 verse 6, God says, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice, an acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offerings." You see, there's a difference between the rhythms we choose and the trials that God allows. Paul didn't go out and seek to be beaten up. He accepted that when that kind of thing happened in obedience to his unique calling. But that doesn't mean that we should seek out sacrifice that is injurious to us for the sake of it, for feeling more righteous. I mean, today's fast pace of life is different to the first century. In those days, they had limitations like daylight and seasons and travel that enforced some built-in rest. Of course, that didn't make their lives easier, but they were differently structured. And I wonder how often you and I are tempted to override our limitations because we simply have the technology that allows it, but it's not healthy. And in overriding those limitations and pushing ourselves further beyond what's intended, and when we call it faithfulness, we're not actually doing what is right. We know God is not against sacrifice, but he wants something deeper, doesn't he? Our obedience, our enactment of justice, and our mercy towards one another and other people, references in the show notes. He wants a heart that knows him, because the question is not just what we do or how much we do, but why. Is our labor for God driven by grace, or is it driven by a need to prove ourselves? Think about Jesus. He modeled a good balance, didn't he? He withdrew to pray. He said no to the crowds who had needs. He rested. And yet he also walked into suffering, not for its own sake, but for the joy set before him, Hebrews 12, verse 2. I mean, his suffering brought peace, not just for himself, but for us. Paul said in Romans 5, "Since we've been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance." So peace and suffering are not opposites in the Christian life. They coexist. But only when our suffering is grounded in obedience, not in performance. So we should ask ourselves, are we laboring from grace or striving for it? Do we know the peace of Christ, even in hardship, or are we trying to earn peace through it? In following Jesus, we're promised that we can find rest and the cross, but always in that order. So I wonder what you think about these thoughts about the paradox of peace and suffering. Look at the example of Jesus and be inspired by him. He blended peace and suffering, and I believe I can, and so can you, with his help. Let me know your thoughts. Until the next time, take care, and God bless.